Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Game Pass Grab Bag, your weekly podcast reviewing games of the Game Pass collection. You three perspectives from varying skill range. I am the Amy of this episode, Andrew. With us, the Carla, Keith.
Hello.
And with us, the unoriginal and less skilled Carla, Liz.
Hey, guys.
And this week, we had a listener request from members from our Discord, so Javier and Curtis. Thank you for recommending this game. And not only that, got in just at the wire as just before we're about to record this episode to another listener, Owen. So thank you all three of you who recommended that we check out Dead Island 2 by Deep Silver.
You know, I think it's funny that you referred to Liz as the other and unoriginal Carla, and I think she probably started her character before me, but...
You know, I was going to say that I might have, but, you know...
So you know what? Switch those intros. Keys to the unoriginal, less skilled Carla now. But yes, Dead Island 2, brought to you by Deep Silver and Dambuster Studios. Dead Island 2 is a first-person zombie survival arcade-y and also shooter zombie survival game. We are playing one of six survivors that are immune to this zombie outbreak, but you are stuck in Los Angeles, or as they like to call it, or as they like to over-call it, L.A. I thought it was funny at first, but then it's like, okay, they just keep calling it L.A., and that kind of joke is kind of getting old. But yes, Dead Island 2, it's a sequel off the first Dead Island. And of course, even with its name being Dead Island, you are unfortunately not on an island anymore. You're just in L.A. But going around, I want to start with you, Liz, because I know how much you enjoyed this. So was this a game or a pass for you?
Definite game.
This is a definite game.
I loved this game. I couldn't get enough. I loved playing it single player, multiplayer. I thought it was weird that they didn't have different difficulties, but there were a lot of aspects that I really enjoyed. And I'm actually like thinking back, and I've liked a lot of the zombie games that we've played, even though...
When I first picked this, you're like, oh, another zombie game?
Yeah, like I always think I don't like zombies because I think it's gross and I don't like gore. But then I ended up liking it. So, I mean, it's the same with movies. I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch a zombie movie. And then I like it. So I just don't know myself. So yeah, definite game.
For me, I'm going to give this a game. I played Dead Island 1. I love Dead Island 1. I bought it, played it a whole bunch. So when I saw Dead Island 2, so I'm glad, you know, Dead Island 2, little quick history. This game has been in development hell for so long. I think this took somewhere between like 8-10 years, something absurd. It literally was like announced crazy long ago. Then it was silent. Then there was this little video. Then it was silent again. And it just like was in constant development hell. So I'm incredibly glad this game finally came to light. But if you played Dead Island 1, you will love Dead Island 2. If you played Dead Island 1 and did not like it, you will not like Dead Island 2. This game did not change much. I was a little disappointed in that. To me, I'm just like, this kind of feels like Dead Island 1. But it's still a lot of fun. This is a really fun kind of mindless, you know, weekend zombie smashing game. It's not scary. It's just meant to just kind of be you just bashing in zombies. So, but yeah, it's a game.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the game as well. I really have, little to no complaints about it overall. I'm trying to think back, how old was the original Dead Island? I know you said this hung around. We can look it up. Because I don't know if I ever played the original Dead Island. I feel like I would have at the least in some capacity or probably at your house.
I feel like you must have because me and Aaron definitely bought it. So I feel like if we got it, I feel like that would have been a game you definitely would have jumped on board as well.
Yeah, it's very possible. I just don't remember it overall. I've played so many zombie games through the years, and it's like I feel like maybe I have, but I don't think Dead Island, the original, stuck out to me. Like I always think of Dead Rising, actually, when it comes to zombie games. Which is the mall game, correct? As I don't even know if I have it correct. But like that's what I always equate to, and to me that's some of my core kind of open world zombie game memory for me of what I want to play or what I, you know, remember enjoying. That said, Dead Island 2 is a lot of fun, and I did like it. I enjoyed my time with it. There's weird, I don't know if it's difficulty or things I found annoying at times, but overall, yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I would say it's a game.
So getting into the story of Dead Island 2, as I already kind of said, you know, you're playing one of these six survivors that found your way onto the last airplane that was leaving LA, And, you know, as you think you, hey, we got away from the zombie apocalypse. Nope. Someone on board, of course, is infected. As any zombie movie goes, someone, of course, sneaks in when they got bit and they're just trying to hide it. So outbreak starts going on the plane. Military shoots down the plane and you're back in L.A. And so you are trying to gather up with little survivors and try to find a way off out of L.A., but also try to find a way to maybe spread your blood to help make a possible vaccine to cure or at least prevent the zombie outbreak from happening. But yeah, the main story of this one, I gotta say, this is probably the weakest part of Dead Island 2. I did not care for this story. I did not care for any of these characters.
So I forgot to look up the story of Dead Island 1.
So Dead Island 1 was a little more interesting. You're playing on a resort island called Benoit, and a zombie outbreak happens, obviously, and you're once again still just trying to get off of this island. But the characters are just way more interesting, and it was a way more interesting setting because, you know, this is a vacation island. So, like, it made sense why there was lack of guns and stuff like that, lack of, like, actual real weaponry because, you know, you're on a resort island. But this one, it's just like you're following around mostly at the beginning, a movie theater actress. And I personally do not care about celebrities. So it's like, to me, I'm just like, this lady's annoying. Like, I find just a lot of celebrities to be just pretentious and annoying. And that's how this character is. And I'm like, I don't care about you. All these people in this house could die and I could care less.
Well, it's weird because they made her a coward. Then they kind of made you start liking her a little bit.
No, I never liked her.
And then they made her awful.
Because like, you don't understand, Emma. She's gone through things. It's just like, okay.
Well, no, they made her awful again. Yeah. So where I'm at in the game, I'm just like, I just don't care about your story at all anymore. But I mean, I did like Sam.
Which she was the first survivor in the first
I
game.
I love the character that I picked, which is Carla.
Hated your character.
I loved hearing her. I thought she was amazing. Keith's face, I think you agree with Andrew.
I may have played many hours on mute. I just played the game without sound. It's an experience. We'll get into that. But
That's unfortunate because I felt like I needed the sound. Because you could hear someone sneaking up behind you kind of thing.
No, that's a huge thing. And that's where I think sound has a huge factor. I won't disagree. But I didn't care about Carla. I don't know if I would have cared about any of the characters. I'm kind of with Andrew.
I was rooting for Carla. There's something like when I'm assuming all the characters are like this, but when you meet that guy that's like hunkered down and wants to watch a movie with you, she's just so nice to him. So like there are things like that I was just like, she's sweet. I mean, I actually.
Weird guy doing like science experiments.
Patton.
In the sewer. Was the sewer, right?
Yeah.
His face was scarred. He was from the Gulf War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carla was so nice.
I hated Carla's dialogue. So I loved who I picked, Amy.
She's, to pick her, but her health was low, right? There's something that was
her
low.
Her toughness is low, but she's very fast. But yeah, So I liked Amy because I thought she was cool because, you know, she's missing a leg. So we're in the Paralympics team. And so like, that's her whole motivation of getting out is because she's like, oh, you know, I got to go for like tryouts or whatever, which I also is kind of dumb. It's like literally a zombie apocalypse is going on. It's like, okay, but just her dialogue in general sounded more genuine. I hated Carla. It's just like the way she talked of like, there were zombies and then they came and then we smashed them and then we killed them and then it was great and you go Carla. And it's just like, oh man, her dialogue is really annoying. But I thought Amy's was like more genuine. Oh, sorry. It was just like, she just kept talking too much of like describing everything. And I'm just like the girl was just, it's just like, calm down. Like you could just... Because it's like, this is what's always like irritated me with the story too. I felt like, I know the first Dead Island to me felt way more like real, like more like meant to be horror and gritty. And this one, it's like goofy, but then not, and then serious, then not goofy, and then it is goofy. And it was kind of giving me like weird angles of perspective of like, okay, like, oh, it's meant to be kind of funny and tongue in cheek. And then it was like, oh no, like. Here's an audio or story of all these people that got torn apart and ripped here and they were stuck here. And it's just like, oh, okay.
Oh, but see, then it's like, read any of the things I picked up or listened to a lot of them probably.
Yeah. And so it's just, and like, that's just what I didn't quite get with the vibe of the game. And same with like the character dialogue, like mine, she seemed more like real of what was going on, trying to calm people down of like, hey, we need to survive here. Well, Carla was just like on 1,000 monster energy drinks, just
she was gung-ho. Because I mean, like in that situation, like you have the option of hunkering down and hoping that someone comes and rescues you, or trying to get out of LA. Like those are the two options. And she's like, she's making the best of it. That's the way that I saw it. And it's funny because I originally wanted your character, but I picked Carla because of her stats, which I think the biggest like downfall of Carla, she has low critical damage, but she has block. I'm a dodge person. I'm not a blocker, you know? And so it's kind of bummed you couldn't change your character. I looked up a YouTube video because there was this puzzle that like I probably could have figured out on my own, but it annoyed me. So I looked up, you know, a YouTube video as I do. And I heard one of like the guy voice actors. And I was just like, I kind of wish you met up with the other characters that you could have picked and like learned about them. Cause I was interested in like the guy that I was watching.
Well, see, that was one of the things that I was hoping for more too. Like I kind of just picked Carla on a whim because I was like, okay, she sounds cool. But then I realized like, I don't know, when I even just from like a play style that was like, maybe this isn't what I want to do, but now I'm stuck here and I have to, unless I assume you get to a new game plus and that's how you can unlock replayability with new other characters, but I don't know.
Well, you can create a new character and I think start fresh.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that every time. That's like, especially, I don't know, in a zombie game, and I'm fine with having to re-level up the characters even. That's fine by me. I just kind of genuinely felt like I don't know. I just wanted to be able to change there's six other characters. I don't want to play through the entire game fresh six times to play all of the characters. And maybe the experience is not different because one thing I noticed very much about the dialogue, and I don't care because like I said, they just made it easy. Everyone just refers to you as they. They're just like, hey, they're here. They're fixing it. Hey, you over there, fix this. Like, they made it so that no matter who you picked, it was just like the dialogue works. They didn't incorporate any story that seemed to be forced around the individual character. And I think that was part of why I didn't quite care about Carla or anything that she said versus anything that anybody said. Because outside of a play style, like none of the characters mattered. They were just, they were story pieces that were there and not even in a means to an end way, but kind of just in a means to an end of like, hey, we want to put a story here. And like, so let's have this fully fleshed out story. And I think it's probably a fine one, but it also couldn't have just been more like a Back for Blood and been a hack and slash zombie game without a ton of story. Although Back for Blood probably had a bunch of story that I missed too.
So this is going to be my first pro tip. Characters don't really matter in this game. I'm also saying this, it's playing only as one character, but seeing Liz play a whole bunch with her character. In the first Dead Island, the characters had abilities. So it made more sense. You know, you had one person who is extra good at blunt weapons. This Sam B, the character you see here. You have one guy who's good with sharp weapons, one person who's good with guns. So everyone kind of had these different skills, and they had an ultimate ability that also played off kind of that skill. In Dead Island 2, it does not matter. Yeah, you see these stats kind of at the beginning, but I did not think it really changed that much. Like, I saw Liz's overall health compared to mine. It's like, yeah, hers was a little higher, but it didn't really felt like it would do much different. It's not like she was taking on zombies in two hit and it was taking me like six. Like the actual stats were very negligible.
I feel like too, I think under Carla it said that she was a mechanic. So they could have added something like she's a mechanic. She can fix a car.
They had cars in the first one.
Yeah. So like have like special things like that. Yeah. But I will say that I really was bummed. Would you say like the dash? No. What is it?
The dodge?
The dodge, like, wasn't that great.
Well, that's the thing, too. So, I'll let you finish your thought. No.
But for me, like, a lot of the skills were for blocking, and I didn't want to block. So, like, once you told me that I could kick people to stagger them, that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to kick people right in the face. And so, and I always instinctively did that.
In the game or in real life?
Both.
I instinctively went to block. I always went to kick. Because I just felt like it worked better for me. But then I was stuck with all these skill cards that were for blocking. So for me, it's just like, I feel like it kind of would have been like a bigger thing for me personally.
So I at least noticed, so my character starts with a dodge instead of block. But a lot of things you were getting, I eventually got. Like So how the skill system works is obviously when you level up, you will naturally get a skill card and you have like a deck and these are like your abilities. So it'll be like, oh, you know, some of them are for abilities, some are for perks, some of them are for your ultimate, like ultimate mode that you get. But they just kind of change things up a little bit. So, you know, oh, for an ability, you can either dodge or block or, you know, do a flying kick or a roundhouse kick. For like some of the perks, you know, oh, you can do a shout when you're in fury mode or you can do a ground slam. So Liz was getting block skills. I was getting dodge. But at a certain point, I got block and block skills as well. And so Liz had a roundhouse kick and I had a flying kick. But eventually I got the roundhouse kick. So it was just like, what's the point of the characters? Because eventually I'm getting the skills that Liz's character has. But as for me, it's like, well, I could just like, so that's why it didn't matter really. I felt like, what character you played as?
Are you talking about the jump kick that I did?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't a roundhouse.
I forget what it was called. It was called like a powerhouse kick or something like that.
Yeah, you they just jump and shoot your legs out.
Yeah. So my character only shoots one leg out. Yours shoots two legs out. I don't know what the difference mattered, but I eventually got yours where I could kick with both legs out. So it was just kind of weird. So that's why to me, it didn't matter what character you picked. So if you're just going to find someone who probably will give you the least annoying dialogue, just go with them.
But again, I mean, you guys didn't like Carla and I loved Carla. I actually, because like I said, I saw other videos with other characters and I listened to Amy. That was your character's name, correct? I liked all of them. And one thing I think that they did fairly well is when it comes to horror games, when it comes to inside versus outside combat, it's scarier when it's inside. And I really liked how they went from going inside to you're running the streets, but then you're in the sewers. And so you're definitely kind of now. I didn't really see a lot of big open places except for inside buildings.
Yeah, wasn't a lot.
I think, Keith, I think you said that it wasn't scary at the beginning, or maybe it was Andrew. But I had a couple jump scares.
A couple jump scares, but
No, but it was enough that like it actually like got me like a little nervous to open up like a locker kind of thing. And so for me, I just liked that they did the tight spaces and then opened up and the environments changed so much. And sometimes you're walking around like, it's been a while since I've seen a zombie. And then, well, bam, you know?
That's the sound they make when they spawn.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Well, you know, the thing is that you probably notice that sometimes they do just kind of materialize out of thin air. Like, are they?
Yeah, that annoyed me.
Are they all part of a simulation? Like, is this real life? Are we in the Matrix? So, yeah, I don't know. And honestly, my biggest gripe with Carla's dialogue, and this is where I don't know if everyone was kind of the same, was like when we were playing Revenant, where it was just constantly like, oh my goodness. Oh boy, everything sucks. Like, just, okay, yes, we get it. And you're basically by yourself, but I don't need you to be like just narrating how terrible everything is every 3 seconds. Like, it was just annoying.
Not to be a dead horse, but I feel like Carla was the opposite. I felt like she was very positive.
Maybe she was.
You're getting blasted all over the place, and she's just, you know, she's pepping you up. And that's what I really liked. And I also, something I mentioned at the beginning about how I thought it was weird that they didn't have different difficulty settings. There's one time that I would not stop dying. And I was like, Andrew, I need you to play with me to help me. Like, all my med packs are gone. Cause like, there is like an autosave, but it autosaved right after I used my med packs, but it didn't get rid of the enemies I'd already killed. And usually it does. So I was like, crap, what am I gonna do? I had like a shrieker, this big bulky guy, a bunch of electric dudes. I was like, what am I gonna do? Cause she screamed like so many times. I have all these big beefy boys coming at me. And then so Andrew couldn't play with me. So I was like, well, Liz, try something new. And I did. And I did it the first try. I used the guns.
Yeah.
So I had people, like, I slowly started picking them off, like the bigger guys and electric guys. Then I went in and then I just like shot the shrieker and made it so that she couldn't shriek. But yeah, I like that. I mean, Andrew's like, oh yeah, this game's too easy. But I found it like there was a couple of points that were challenging and I died, but it wasn't enough that I was like, I'm done with this game. Like, this is awful. So I think like it was good for me. Like, there was a good difficulty for me, but for someone like Andrew, I feel like it was probably like, kind of wish it was a little harder.
Yeah, no. I didn't find it terribly challenging.
I can see where you're coming from, though. Like, it was, what fight was it? The big boy near the giant spider that you fight, or big girl, I think.
The barf guy.
Yeah, the big barfing one.
Yeah, that one got me a little.
One gave me some struggle. I think I don't know, five or six times at least I probably died, to be honest. Because I was like trying to really run around and use all the effects and stuff. And then I realized that I didn't need to do that. And I could just hack the crap out of this boss. And I did that. And then I killed it probably two or three times. And then just kept dying to the mobs because I was going in with no health packs. Needless to say, I finally got through it. And it wasn't so much of a difficulty thing. It was just really just a preparation thing. And
yeah.
One thing I found, and I never got to a point I did it intentionally because I couldn't quite figure out if it would work, but there was quite a few times that it died and I was like, oh, cool. I'm actually closer to where I needed to be now. And then you don't lose anything. And there is side stuff you can find and do along the way, but most of it, you retraverse back and forth across these places a lot. I'm like, cool. I'll be back here later. Didn't worry. Just closer to my endpoint. So... you know, there's some times where maybe dying isn't the worst thing. Because also one time I was fighting, I think it was was that right before the Gunslas? Because that was at least the first time I think I ran into the Shrieker.
Yes.
And I died after I killed the Shrieker and I was trying to clean up the mobs. But when I loaded back from dying, there was just like two mobs that wanted me to clean up. And I was like, you win. Yes.
Yeah, I think I had... just gotten the gun. It was right at the gate of the sewer.
When you get the guns is when you meet the Shriekers.
Yeah, yeah. But mine happened right outside the sewer gate. I also kept forgetting that because you have these, it's consumables the right word for like the Molotov cocktail and the...
No, curveballs.
Curveballs.
So they're essentially rechargeable grenades for people who haven't played the game yet.
I kept forgetting that they recharged. And so for me, like when I, especially at the beginning of the game, I'd be like, oh, I don't have any more. And then I would just not use them. And I kept forgetting that that happens because what I love about this game is there's a lot of looting and you're upgrading your weapons. And so you can have these like different mods on them and you can make them sturdier and stronger. You can add like fire, electricity, increased damage, like all these cool things. So that's why I was like, oh, I just haven't found any yet. And then it's like, no, they recharge. But I just love that you can really pick the weapons that you want. Because Andrew told me that in the first one, the guns were not that good. So I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to use the guns. But I actually ended up finding them very useful. So like, for instance, like when you first enter the sewer, like they say, like you just line them up. I didn't use them a lot, but they were kind of like, you know, in a bind, and I would use them then. So I really like that element.
Yeah, the guns definitely are better than they were in the first one. They're still not great, which this is kind of making me laugh when it's like, it takes a good like 4 or 5 hours in the game till you finally get a gun. And it's like, this is America. Like, I feel like you would have got a gun within the first 5 seconds of this game.
It's LA, though. Yeah, California. Well, it is, but
also, it's a LA. Lot of military checkpoints. You're fighting a lot of cops and military personnel. Like, they would have a gun on them.
I mean, there is that.
There's, but people who have guns are probably alive. Yeah, they're probably alive because they have guns. Yeah. So for me, it's like, it does make sense because they're a lot stricter over there.
But yeah, my first pro tip is to use your curveballs, as I said. They're the rechargeable grenades. So the part Liz said that she had a hard time in, I did it first try. Because I always use my curveballs. I know you always forget to use them, but there's one curveball that's monster bait. You literally throw it on the ground and all the zombies run to it and just eat and just, they're distracted. It's super easy. It tracks all the zombies to one local area. And then you could throw another curveball, an explosive or a fire or something like that, and kill them all. So with the part Liz was at, I noticed they were all in water. So I threw the electric curveball into the water and it literally electrocuted everyone. And that was it. That's how I did the fight.
At Liz, that point, I think I forgot how to switch them because you can only have two and switch between them. And I forgot like to go into your inventory and stuff. And I also just wasn't at the time problem solving because at that point, I was just slashing and making my way through. And then they're like, oh, no, you have to think here. Same with like they had like little puzzles, nothing too crazy. No. They had little ones where you're like, you have to stop and think for a second.
But yeah, the monster bait is the best curveball. Always have that equipped.
Yeah, I pretty much always had that one equipped. But those were definitely like my favorite feature because unlike being able to change up the characters. And I know you could change up the cards and your skills too, but I don't know. I didn't do too much of that because I relied so much more on like the element play of it, you know, using the electricity with water. I think it was one of the sewer areas where they were just all coming up out of the water. I just sat up out of the water and I had an electric shovel. So I had good range on them and I was just mowing them down in the water. And it was pretty great. It felt like
fun time.
It still took me a couple tries because, again, had only about one health pack and I kept accidentally electrocuting myself. But you know,
see, that's why I didn't do it as much, because I knew that would happen to me.
Keith world problems. That's great line.
But yeah, it's like overall, I liked the weapon play. One thing that I was kind of hoping for more of was combining weapons rather than just modifying them. So like, I don't know, I guess like if you got like a boat paddle, then you could find nails and turn it into like a nailed boat paddle, or then you could combine it with something else, like, you know, like a stop sign or whatever, and then you have it at like some giant blade of a stop sign at the end of it. I feel like was it Dead Rising, you could do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And so that's like what I was thinking of. But I did like the modifications and whatnot, because you could kind of play, you know, plan them for, you know, the style of the weapon to, you know, if it was already a blunt weapon, add it to cause trauma faster so that you can just quickly, you know, stun the enemies and all that good stuff.
Yeah. The weapons to me were so interchangeable. I'm like, I love this weapon. I pick up something new and I'm like, got rid of that weapon. Don't care. Like, I literally just kept rotating my weapons and selling them or dismantling them and scrapping them. But like, none of the weapons like ever hooked me. I literally just like,
I liked the rake a lot because I felt like it had the best range. It did a ton of damage and it was great for maim. So it was actually like my favorite weapon. I pretty much always carried the rake on me.
I don't think I ever got the rake.
I got it once and I used it like literally a second. Oh, I wanted to ask, so did either of you, this game has kind of a gimmicky thing. Did you guys enable the Alexa voice controls?
I did not.
No.
So I did, because I'm like, all right, I want to see what this is. Because I think it's kind of odd where it's like, you don't actually need like an Alexa device. Like, it's just like, I guess, using the Alexa technology. But it's kind of funny. We literally talked about gimmicky things in games like an episode or two ago when I mentioned like Rainbow Six Siege, or no, Rainbow Six Vegas, and how they had like audio commands where you could command your troops to breach and clear. But yeah, so this one has a gimmicky of the Alexa voice controls, and it was not good. So the Alexa voice controls, the only thing it was good for, where it's like, oh, you could say like, equip my sharp weapon, equip my blunt weapon. The only command I ever used it for was I would tell Alexa, equip my best weapon. And it would literally look at your entire inventory and just give you your best weapon. So you have a weapon wheel of 8 weapons, and then you could store 8 weapons in your inventory, and you have to like switch them out and stuff like that. Just kind of annoying. But if you use the Alexa voice controls and just say, equip my best weapon, it just grabs whatever is your best weapon, either in your wheel or your inventory.
See, that's a lot of weapons you can carry. So you're like, oh, it's annoying that I have to like go into my inventory and switch them. But it's like, no, it's awesome that you have enough that you can go in and switch your inventory with like,
I don't know. Like, I just used weapon. I told Alexa, what's my best weapon? And it gave it to me. And I went, all right, this is what I'm using now. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I mean, like, if you're going against a fire zombie, you don't want to use like a fire one kind of thing. So for me, it's like, that's why I was like thinking about it tactically. And I actually really liked switching out my weapon.
Well,
I didn't try the nail gun, though. Did you guys get the nail gun? I didn't try that. Is it good?
I did get the nail gun.
It's like any other gun.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it's funny you mentioned the enemies and, you know, having to worry about their immunities. That was definitely a thing. It's like there was like a fire, like fireman enemy in particular, that they were immune to basically everything but blunt damage. And one of the things I noticed overall just about the enemies, like, and you talk about this a lot, Andrew, on different zombie games we play, is the diversity of the enemies. Like, they're all like, you have runners, walkers, whatever it may be. But there's 100 different variations of the runners, you know, 50 different variations of the walkers. There's males, there's females, there's different, you know, employment types and styles. And it's just, I don't know, they're just all different for the most part. And I thought that was cool.
And yeah. I also think it's funny that Andrew pointed out that he's like, I was wondering why there were no kids. And then you find out later why there's not really a lot of kids running around.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm like, oh, man, that's not a lot of kids.
Did they evacuate the children first?
Yeah. You find a board that says 2 million people evacuated, 95% of it is children. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, that's why there's no kids.
But still, I wanted one for you, though.
Are people not having kids in LA here? Like, come on. Is it just adults?
I mean, 5% of 2 million is still like 100,000.
I know. So where are these kids? But what I least liked about Dead Island, I feel like I'm being negative here, but what's great about Dead Island 2, as I said at the beginning, it's mindless. I found this game very easy. This was a kind of low risk. Just go in, bash some zombies, find some loot, continue on the story. And like, it's just a fun time. It's a mindless time. Very much like when I play like Dynasty Warriors, you're kind of this overpowered character just smashing a bunch of people. And I thought that's a lot of fun.
It is. And I think especially because of like, and it's weird that Liz likes this game so much only because of this feature is the gore graphics in this and how you are just hacking off limbs and heads and smashing rib cages open. It's pretty brutal.
So this is the only thing about Dead Island 2 that I'm truly like, oh, this is next gen. This is a big upgrade from Dead Island 1. Yeah, is the graphics. I remember they like first announced like, oh yeah, you know, with this kind of gore tech in this game. And I remember seeing footage of it and I'm like, okay, let's see how it actually is in game. And it's actually very cool in game. Cause I also love too, anytime you're in a loading screen, it does like the slow motion of a zombie being stabbed or smashed or something. And like, that's really how it looks. You can swing a blunt object into a zombie's arm and it breaks their arm. Like their arm literally would be like snapped and dangling. And it's really cool. Like, it's very gory and gross, but it's very cool. And then as you said, Keith, the zombie variant types are really awesome. If you're going into an area that has like a military presence, like the military zombies are concentrated near that area. Like same if you're on like the pier, you're seeing, you know, coffee shop workers and stuff like that, you know, muscle beach guys or people in bathing suits. Like they did a really good job with the variations. You know, you got some zombies that are skinny, some that are a little bit larger. Like, yeah. Different colors, you know, different, you know, financial situations. You got obviously some people that are like movie looking stars and others that are homeless. So I loved the zombie designs of everything.
I don't know why. I just started thinking about there's this part in the story where you're at this woman's house and she's like an influencer, like videoing, like killing zombies and stuff. And I was just thinking, like, I don't even want to see it in a video game. I can't imagine in real life people just at home. I mean, she said she wasn't sure if people were reviewing it anyways, but I was just like, I can't imagine if it was real life wanting to see that. Like people that turn into zombies being like butchered. But in all fairness, like I will say that this game, like even though there was a lot of gore, it didn't bother me for some reason. I don't know why. A lot of the zombies that had like the special abilities and stuff, like the spitters and stuff, they didn't look real.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me it's different than like watching like a zombie movie. So I think I had that disconnect, but I just, when you were talking, I remembered that part of the game where I was just like, that's so gross.
I just thought
that's a nice way of saying when I was talking, you were ignoring me.
I can listen. I can multitask.
Okay.
So I have a random question, but this was driving me nuts. But just thinking about like the animations and things, is there a way to trigger the finishers? Like, I assume there is, because I couldn't figure it out, because I was one shy of getting the achievement, and it was driving me nuts, because I swore I had done, like, three of them, because it was, like, slow motion, I'm, like, smashing them across the room in midair, and it's like, that wasn't a finisher.
Finishers are usually when you do a perfect block or a perfect dodge. So for me, my character had dodge, and if a zombie went to, like, lunge at me, if I dodge backwards, it'll have, in, like, a prompt for me to hit X. And depending what weapon I have, so if I had, I think it was like the brass knuckles, I would grab them and punch literally my fist through their face. If I had the bow staff, I would shove the staff like up underneath their chin, up through their head. So you would do these kind of different moves, but you would get a prompt X to do it. Yeah, if you had the sword, I'd kick them down to the ground and chop off their head.
Yeah, I thought I noticed those a couple times, but yeah, I don't know. I was one shy and I just could not figure out how to get it to trigger the last one. It's driving me nuts.
This game had in-game challenges as well. That's how you unlock blueprints. I never looked at them.
No. Games like that have this many of them, I rarely look at them until I'm
so many
in some sort of a new game plus and like just trying to clean stuff up. And I'm like, I'm just going to play through, do what I do. And it's like a fun way to track my stats is kind of how I see it.
Yeah, I did not like the in-game challenges. It literally was just like, kill X amount of this zombie, this zombie, this zombie, this zombie, this zombie, like literally all of them, all the 100 different variants of them. And it's just like, okay. And then same with that, kill this many with a blunt, kill this many with a sharp, kill this many with, and there was way too much of a list. Cause I saw this as an achievement to get, you know, one of each level of the challenges. And I'm just like, this is too much. Like, screw it. As you said, Keith, I'll look up to it in the end if I want to keep playing this game. But yeah, what do you think of the boss fights though? So me and you had the same issue with the same boss, Keith, the vomiting one.
Mm-hmm.
I had the same issue with the preparation. Because I only had that fight with two med kits and I was like, this stinks. But then I was like, and it kept respawning me. I was like, okay, there's got to be a crafting table. And then sure enough, it was kind of tucked away and it's just like, okay, here it is. Well, this is going to bring up another complaint I kind of have. I did not like this game's navigation. The maps are relatively small, but there's so many times my objective marker is telling me to open this door. This irritated me in a couple of them. They're like, you need a circuit breaker for this door. But it didn't give me a marker for the circuit breaker. So there was a couple times, specifically after you leave the sewers, you're kind of trying to get to this new hub zone. And they're like, you need to close the gate in order for it to be a safe area. I could not find the circuit breaker. And I thought for sure there was an NPC yelling at me like, you need to steal the circuit breaker. I thought for sure at one point he'd say, hey, there's a shop over there. Steal it from that shop. No, I literally searched about 15 minutes. I'm going through all these alleys and looking for a circuit breaker. And the marker is just telling me, yeah, put the circuit breaker here. But it's like, where's the circuit breaker I need? Come to find out, it was like cross the street at a diagonal area in an alley. And it's like, that was an awful positioning.
But I mean, do you want it to be so easy that it's like, find a circuit breaker? Here, let me tell you where it is. Because if it's during a zombie apocalypse, you're not going to know where anything is. I actually found the indicator really helpful. I never looked at the map. I just followed the indicator. And every once in a while, I'd get like a little turned around. But I prefer the indicator versus a map. Because otherwise, I'm just looking at the map, going back, looking at the map, going back. So for me, that's why I loved it.
I used the map in the sewer. Because I was getting turned around in the sewers and I ended up back at the very beginning on, crap. So then I started following the map a little bit and then I found it. But it's funny because Javier just said he had the same issue in the same place that you did, Andrew. And I was just thinking of like, that was the one area where I struggled a little bit. I don't think it took me 15 minutes. I think I just got lucky and stumbled across it earlier. But yeah, there's a point, where I would like it to just do a little bit of the, hey, idiot, it's over here, and like just basically point it right out for me. Because there are points where it does that a little bit, where it's like, all right, walk 10 feet and here's the next point, 10 feet and here's the next point. And it like really holds your hand for these little guided points, but then it won't for large points in time. So I don't know. It's a weird thing that I don't think it took away from the gameplay at all, but it was just kind of inconsistent.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just inconsistent. I don't mind searching things for my own. Obviously, like I had a fun, like Liz, I had a fun time going around looting stuff, opening containers. But there's just a couple story mission moments where I'm just like, where am I going? The movie theater scene was another one where you enter and the girl, like my character was like, that door is just begging to be opened. Me hint that I need to open this door. And sure enough, I need a circuit breaker. Kind of find out you have to like climb this area that's kind of hidden. It is not well like shown. And I was just like, okay. Like luckily I stumbled on that pretty early.
Was that main mission?
Yeah.
That room?
Yeah. When you're going after Michael.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you're in that movie theater area. But it was just a couple times. And so like that it's kind of a minor gripe, but it did just kind of annoy me.
Well, I will say I was complaining to you about, I think it was still technically in the sewers right before you get out, but they have those like three spitters that are in the pit and there's fire everywhere. And I didn't realize you had to kill the spitters in order to get the circuit breaker that you needed. Like I was looking all around the different pathways and stuff and I'm like, I can't find this thing. And then, I looked up a video and I'm like, I have to kill them. And then because which was lazy of me anyways, you know, they're there. You're supposed to kill zombies.
I hated the spitter zombies. They're my least favorite.
And then they're also, I mean, not to go back to story, but there are some dark moments too where you find out like at the hotel that the army was like
killing live people, like, yeah. You know, keeping them alive. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, this game goes from really sad and depressing, like, oh, this is a hard time, to super goofy and weird. I couldn't quite get the vibe of this game.
So negative.
It's not negative. I'm just saying, this game is mindless. You're not playing it for a riveting zombie story.
In all fairness, like, I did have to revive you a couple times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you did die.
Yeah. I'm not saying I never died. But that's the thing. When you died, you would usually spawn right back to, like, right where you are. So if you're fighting a big beef boy in the middle of the street, if you die and spawn back, he's at the same progress that you've been wailing on. So I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to keep throwing myself at this guy. If he kills me, I'll just keep throwing myself until he dies.
So you wanted more consequences. So maybe that should have been a feature where, like, you have to get your stuff or you lose money or whatever.
No, I would say yes if they fleshed out the RPG elements more.
Yeah.
Because as I said, I didn't think the stats mattered that much. Like, yeah, your character had maybe like 100 or so more health than mine, but I didn't think it mattered that much. And I didn't feel like I was running faster. Like, I picked Amy, who was supposed to be crazy high agility. I didn't feel like I was running laps around you. Like, I didn't feel like I was this crazy fast person. So that's, if they fleshed out the RPG elements, I'd be okay more if it was like, yeah, a more punishing game.
Maybe I like this game so much because it's more noob friendly.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, I'm hearing all these criticisms and it's, I'm just like,
I'm not being negative. Like I said, it's still just, I know, it's a fun game.
No, I know you're not. But for me, like, I'm like, I feel like I need to defend it because I like it so much. But I'm like listening to you and I'm like, maybe that's why. Because there are like a lot of zombie games that we play have different difficulty settings. And so, I mean, when we played, wait, did Resident Evil 2 have difficulty settings?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, oh, yeah, because the guy didn't keep following me. Yeah. So when it comes to like horror games, when it's easier and I'm less scared, I have way more fun with it. So I think that's why I just like it so much. Because like you're listing all these things that you would change about it. I'm like, they didn't bother me, but.
It's just like, okay, like I said, they're minor critiques. To me, like, I'm already kind of getting to the end. I did not do any of the side quest stuff. I'm mostly doing main story, which isn't much. If you're looking for time to beat, this game is about 15 and a half hours. If you're looking to do the side quest stuff, you're looking about like 30 hours. So it's not a terribly long game. I don't care to do the side quest stuff because the other thing too, I didn't find weapons, you know, as you're obviously leveling up, zombies are leveling up. I never found the weapons to be too overpowered. I never found a weapon where I'm like, whoa, this is taking out zombies in one hit. I am taking this weapon forever. It really is. The weapons were kind of like, oh, what's your playstyle? Do you want something that's slow and heavy? Something, you know, less damage but fast? Like, that's kind of what you're going for, is just kind of the playstyle of it.
But I did feel the increase when I powered them up, when I added the especially at the beginning.
For such a short time, though. I did two for like 5 minutes. And then I felt like, okay, now it's taking 3 or 4 hits to kill zombies again.
I was going to say at the beginning, because at the beginning I would use weapons and I wouldn't modify. But once you have enough weapons that are modified that you really like, if you pick up a new weapon, I would just wait until I could modify it so I didn't see the change. But at the beginning I did.
But one thing that is really good with Dead Island 2, and that is the co-op. This game's a great co-op game. It's a great drop-in, drop-out kind of co-op. The only thing that kind of stinks, it's a little finicky with its story progression. But I mean, I don't know. It's not a bad thing. So I first was playing with Liz. I got ahead in the game. So I was able to jump into Liz's game with my character. My character was already a higher level. And I jumped in saying, oh, your character's too high. We're going to downgrade your character to kind of her level. So I'm not going in with this level 20 guy and just one hitting everything and one hitting bosses. So it weakens your character, but you obviously still have your skills and perks and your weapons. So you obviously are doing better. At one point, though, I stopped playing. Liz kept playing. And so now she was farther. So I tried to join her game again. And it said, oh, she's too far in the game. She either can join my game and go back and help me with my story, or I have to play single player until I get to her point, and then I can go back in her game. But it works well, though. So when I played Liz's game, it actually progressed my character's story as well. So I was at a point where I didn't play yet. Like, we both were at the same point. So when I played her game, and we progressed the story, but then it went back to single player and I actually was still there with Liz. So it actually like it's beneficial to play with your friends. Like you actually will progress your story in your game when you're playing their game as well.
One thing you complained about when you were playing with me, and I mean, like, not really complain, but you...
Was it about you?
Surprisingly not.
Oh, okay.
You said you wish that we, like,
I wish I was playing with someone else. I'm sorry.
As I was saying, you complained that you wanted it to be like, joint looting. Like, if you looted something, yeah. I wouldn't have to. And so, obviously, we're getting different weapons and stuff, but when it comes to, like, adhesives and, like, the scrap metal and things yeah. like that, because then you're waiting for me because you're ahead. So, like, if you're fighting zombies, every once in a while, I would start looting. And then you would have to go back and loot.
Yeah.
And you refuse to wait for me. There's also that. Because
you like to overloot. I scan around.
It's there for a reason. There's no overlooting. They
put
it there.
You're like under beds.
Like no,
no. You can't look under beds.
Once I started maxing things out, I was like, I'm not going to continue looking for every scrap. The only thing I was ever in short of was cash, I believe. And once I was able to find a trader and start selling a bunch of weapons, typically I was not cash dependent for a little bit.
Well, it's funny, Liz. Keith actually complained about the same thing as you are. Keith got annoyed that I was running too fast in this game and progressing the story. Keith's like, I'd rather play single player because I want to like take my time and explore a little bit.
Well, because at this point you were already ahead of me, and I think that's why you didn't care to loot. But if it was your game, you probably would have been looting.
Yeah.
So for me, that's why I was like, that's messed up. If you're gonna play in my game, you know, I'm gonna loot.
Well,
you know,
but really is part of it because he'd be off somewhere else. And well, yeah, I don't need to, like, I didn't necessarily want to explore every inch of the map. I'd be more trying to find Andrew than I would be trying to find the actual objective. And Andrew's like, the objective, it's just right here, the objective, Keith, right here, don't just see the objective. Like, but I'm looking for you, but there's no here. And then I'm looking for the objective and he's moving around at the objective. So it's moving his point. I'm trying to like, just stop. Just stop.
I suck to play with.
Also, there's one point that he was like, don't bother going in that trailer. Like, you don't need to loot. And I did anyways. And we found a key that opened like a special door that we wouldn't have been able to open. It wasn't like part of the main mission.
Did you find some cranberry mango juice in there?
Oh, nope, because it doesn't exist.
But I also wanted the experience of like killing the zombies. So it's like, wait for me so that I can kill some too. You know, I want the XP and the, you know, the achievements for killing certain, you know, whatevers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's really just the curse of playing a game with somebody when it's not procedurally generated anyway. Like one person just pretty much naturally is going to know what's going to happen before it happens. If you haven't been playing the exact amount of time the whole time.
Yeah, I knew a door, a zombie was going to jump out. So I was like, Keith, why don't you open that door?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, I would say it ruins the experience, but it like even for you, it's less fun because you're just like, all right, let me just drag you along. And I'm like, well, I'm looking around. I'm like walking around experiencing this world a little bit.
I mean, this has always been the struggle a little bit with this podcast because you guys are on such two different times. So I essentially have to play a game two, sometimes three times, playing it by myself.
There were so many times that I was like, you can play your own game if you want. You don't have to play with me. Like, I'm having fun and I'm going to play no matter what.
Excuse me, I enjoy playing with my
wife. No, I was going to say, so obviously you enjoyed playing with us because you chose to. Because there were times that I said, like, I'm going to play even if you're not playing with me because I enjoy the game.
Let's mark this day, March 13th, 2024. Liz is officially a gamer. She just doesn't. Can you not play with me? I'm going to have a better time without you. I would like to play some.
I just want to loot.
When other people start to bring your experience down, that's when you know you've made it.
But that's what I mean. That's such a big miss of like, if I pick up adhesive, it should just pick it up for your friends. Cause it's the same thing of like, when I play co-op games, I want to save time. Like that's a big perk of playing with friends. It's saving your time. Like that's what I always love about like Sea of Thieves. What I generally hate about playing solo Sea of Thieves just takes so dang long to keep moving the treasure by yourself. But just having an extra pair of hands to move stuff, it's great. Makes things faster. But yeah, so it's just, that's just a little bit of gripe I feel, and I'm surprised they haven't fixed it. This game's been out now for, I think, over a year now. They haven't fixed that. That's like my number one quality of life complaint.
This is just making me want to play the first Dead Island. Because I feel like, especially like looking online too, a lot of people preferred the first one, and hearing about like the, you know, the resort and the different, and you said the story was better and stuff. I'm like, I want to play the first one, which knowing me, I'm not going to finish this one, you know?
Definitely on it. It might be online. See if I download a few of those.
Which, Andrew, you said you are pretty far in the game. So I'm kind of surprised by your achievements.
Yeah.
So you have 180 out of 1150 in gamer score. And you have 17 out of 51. Keith, you're at 90 with 9 achievements, and I'm at 80 with 8. So, I mean, no offense. I just thought, like, you'd have more achievements.
Same. I thought I was, like, chasing them. I was telling you I was trying to get that finisher on. I was like, I just want to get to 100. I'm going to be embarrassed if I can't even get to 100. I feel a lot better now.
I know there's an achievement to finish, like, all these side quest lines. And like I said, I was not doing the side quest stuff. I'm just going to kind of beat the story. And a lot of the achievements are going to be given to you when you get near the end. Like, I'm at a boss that'll give me achievement. And I'm like literally about to start it. But Liz is like, no, we need to shut up for the podcast. It's like, you just don't want me to get this achievement because you want my
score
to be low.
You're welcome.
He
was going to make you wait tonight. And I said, you should set it up.
Thank you, Liz.
No, I want to fight the clown. Which, yeah, a lot of games are now having arachnophobia kind of slider. But I know a lot of people have a clown phobia. This game does not have a clown phobia.
Okay, so I don't think I know anybody who has a clown phobia, but I know so many people afraid of spiders.
Oh, I knew someone who had a severe clown phobia.
And yeah, but I don't think it's that common. Yeah, I don't think it's that common. Fear of spiders is like very, very common.
Because clowns generally just don't exist much anymore. Like the circus generally doesn't exist much anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Spiders can kill you. When
so can clowns.
Okay, but how many times have you heard of a killer clown versus how many times
John
have
Wayne
you
Gacy.
Heard
John Wayne Gacy? Thank you, Keith. Yeah.
But versus how many times have you heard of a killer spider or someone being killed by a spider? It's very different. Not I'm you
yeah,
know what? You're allowed to
like,
have your phobias. I have weird phobias. Okay. I'm not saying you can't have a clown phobia. I'm just saying is there enough
spiders
people
are
to
like
make it
nature. So they're either gonna kill you or they're not. It's not necessarily about like out of malice.
Yeah.
Like a killer clown killing even one person is pretty scary versus a spider killing like 3 people.
Yeah. There's just,
But there's also phobias where it's like, I forget what it's called, but there's like these like same size circles. There's certain plants that have them and it's like.
Oh, agoraphobia. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Isn't it like trypophobia?
Wait, isn't agoraphobia afraid of leaving the house?
Yeah, something like
Maybe.
That.
That's, yeah, I think it's like, yeah, trypophobia or something like that. Actually, yeah, I think you're right, Keith.
But there's like, what I mean is like, there's so many phobias. So at like what point, you know?
Well, it's literally a phobia of everything. Yeah, trypophobia, Keith, you're right.
And also like, I kind of get it because the first time I'd ever heard about it, I saw like a bunch of pictures and I was like, I've never thought that that was like, that would put me on edge.
Yeah.
And then I read it and then I was looking at it and I was like, I see it now, but I wish I didn't. It's not like I don't have like the phobia.
No,
but
it just
kind of
makes your skin crawl a little. Like this.
Yeah, now I have a reaction to it.
Oh, I saw one of like an AI generated image of like a continuous trypophobia, and that kind of made me uneasy. That was like a weird morphing holes into more holes, and it's like, oh, like what is it? No, that's a whole nother thing. But yeah. Oh, so yeah, overall, the achievements are fine. I wouldn't recommend it for achievement hunters. It's okay. It's just a lot of them would kind of take some work. Like I said, doing the in-game challenges kind of took some time. But overall, they're not awful. They're just kind of there. And like I said, the game's also not very difficult. But this game is also pretty good on xCloud. When you are playing by yourself, it actually saves really well your current location. So there was a lot of times where I had to stop. I was able to save right where I was, and it at most just set me back maybe a few feet. So yeah, this game is actually really good on cloud. The only thing that stunk about it is, you know, I normally, when I play on xCloud, it's my phone, and games naturally are a bit darker. There's a lot of times this game takes place at night and you have a flashlight, but the flashlight sucks. So the game is just a little bit extra dark on xCloud. That's probably my only complaint I have, but I usually just kind of ran past zombies anyway. And I was just like, yeah, I'll just do the objective. But yeah. Let's get our final thoughts here because we're getting up to the town. Yeah. For me, Dead Island 2 is, it's fun. This is just a very basic, mindless, fun kind of game. So if you're just looking for something that just isn't challenging, you know, you're just bashing some zombies, making some cool weapons, you know, some fun, mindless loot, not really into story, this is going to be right up your alley. Like I said, if you played Dead Island 1 and you just didn't like that style of game, Dead Island 2 is not going to change your opinion. But, you know, if you have some friends and you're just looking for just something easy to play with, really easy to pick your characters, jump into your games, each other's games. Like, I had no connectivity issues. Oh, wait, I was having internet issues anyway, but I got kicked out of a game once, Keith, but I was able to jump right back in.
Yeah.
But it's a really fun, mindless game. You know, this isn't something I don't think I'm going to be like, oh man, you know, months later down the road, like, I can't wait. I wish I could play Dead Island 2 again. And this is kind of something I feel like I'm going to pick up, play good, you know, hours. I'm going to beat the main story and I'll probably be done with it and I'll be good with that. But this is a solid 80 game.
Yeah. I don't think I have any argument with the 80 score. I think that's pretty solid on. I don't remember playing Dead Island 1. I'm sure I did, but it doesn't stick out to me. And so it's hard for me to really say I have some experience on it. But overall, I thought the gameplay was fun. I thought the zombie hacking and slashing was fun. I've been complaining about this, I think, in the last handful of zombie slightly removed games we've played. When you kill a zombie in the head, it should be dead. And when I cut the heads off the zombies, they were dying. And it seemed as though if I hit them in the head with a bullet, they died. Now, I guess some of the bigger ones that didn't always happen. But overall, like the meme and the gore graphics in that way, aside from just being a cool effect, it actually, I thought it changed how I wanted to fight them. I kind of went for the legs on the fast zombies because they just generally were less armored there and they were easier to kill that way. So there was just different ways I found myself killing them. So that was a lot of fun overall. But outside of that, there was nothing overly special about it. The weapon system was kind of fun. It was fairly unique, but nothing overly special that I was enthused about. I wish I actually had a lot more variety than I did, but it was fun. And overall, it was not punishing. So it was, you know, pretty accessible, I think, for just about any skill level. And I agree with Andrew on the 80.
You know, I don't know if it's because I've been like real happy this week. I've been like feeling like, you know, super excited to play this. And I don't know. I just had a really good week. And maybe that's reflecting my score, but I'm going to give it a 93. I had some fun times with it. And you know what? We played quite a few zombie games. I don't know if this is the best one, but this is just how I feel today. Yeah. And so, yeah, there are a lot of the things that, like, for instance, like not liking Carla's dialogue. If I didn't like Carla's dialogue, I agree. I probably would have been really irritated with this game. So I think I was just lucky that I was just, you know, and maybe because I was just so positive this week and her positivity. I'm like, let's get it, girl. So I'm thinking maybe something like that. I don't know. But looking at Metacritic for Series X, 76 and 8. And what I think is weird, this is one of those games where a lot of the complaints are opposite. So people are like, it's too hard. It's too easy. It's like this back and forth where I didn't see a lot of the same complaints, except for there are a lot of people who are like, oh, I liked Dead Island 1's story better kind of thing. So, but yeah, that's how I also feel like usually it's a decent game, at least when you have those conflicting things on Metacritic versus just like, oh, this is terrible and people are all agreeing. But yeah, I 93.
You go, Liz.
I like it.
This might be your game of the year already.
Maybe. I haven't given a lot of 90s, right?
We're already into March. Maybe we're practically a quarter of the way through the year.
Oh, no. I gave Coral Island a 97.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I've been pretty positive this year. Apex, 90.
Man. All right.
That was just for the Patreon listeners. Don't tell people.
Apex is for Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, we have our Patreon going on. So Thank you all for joining us. But yes, go to GamePassGrabBag.com, or which is brings you to our Linktree. So Linktree/GPGB. We have our Patreon set up. We're getting some episodes there. We have a $3 tier for quick, smaller episodes of me and Keith. Our $5 tier, we'll have full-fledged episodes with all three of us. But yeah, love if you guys support us. But if not, it's all good. Thank you so much for our Patreon supporters. Kel, Javier, thank you guys so much.
How do people find us? Do they just like go on Patreon and just... Game Pass Grab Bag, like, and I'm not even trying to be funny, like, genuine question, like, is that I don't know if we had a different handle or like how I or is it on our link tree?
There's a link to it.
Okay fair enough.
That's a solid question, Keith. Clearly you have not checked out our Patreon.
I have not. I'm not gonna pay it myself to listen to myself
check
talk
it out, see if I'm doing things right, if it looks all right. I literally could be putting awful things up there.
Javier,
then we probably would have Patreon members.
I don't know. I trust you.
But thank you all so much for joining us. I've been your hardcore gamer, Ross Andrew. You can find me on Xbox Live, FireBird01952. And join our Discord. Our Discord is a lot of fun. That's generally the easiest way to reach us. Me and Keith are on there quite often. Liz finally signed up for it. I don't think you've said a single thing in our Discord yet. People said hi to you and you just ignored it.
I'm sorry. Liz is not a social
person. I just think it's funny. You always give your gamer tag at the end of this too. And you are not a social person. You get so nervous when people message you or anything.
But you know what? At least it comes out of a place of nerves and not like I don't like people. Like I like people. Well,
a little bit of both. You said you wanted to kick people in the face.
And zombies in the face.
Which were people.
See, who's not listening to who now?
They were people at one point.
This is true.
But anyway, Keith, take it away.
I've been Keith, and you're all wonderful and amazing, and Javier and Owen, and who was the third person who recommended it? Curtis?
Yeah, but he was in our Discord. Yeah, he said it too.
96, all of you. I'm riding Liz's high of positivity.
I'm Liz the Noob, Gamertag, CommonMD, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at LizNoobNoobBSW. And I'm really curious how everybody, this is really random, but this week I started eating popcorn again randomly. I don't know why. And Andrew was like horrified that I do the light butter, which I also like, you know, caramel corn and, you know, kettle corn and stuff like that. But he's like, oh, yeah, I usually get like the one with the most butter. And
it's called boatload of butter.
Or movie theater popcorn, that kind of.
Well, there's like movie theater plus, which is like, you know.
So I'm just curious. Every
kernel is like yellow.
That's really gross.
It contains just butter.
If I'm doing a bag of popcorn, I do prefer all the extra disgusting butter and salt and all of that, and I'm with Andrew on that one.
I mean, my favorite's kettle.
If I actually pop fresh popcorn, I will, like, I'll usually still put some butter on there, but I actually, like, when it's fresh popped like that, just a little bit of salt on it, I'm okay with, and it's a good snack.
I mean, you can go crazy with the seasonings when you make it yourself. Like, well, that's true. That's why I don't have a favorite, because like I've tried some like real good popcorn.
Wait, you can go crazy with the seasoning? I thought there was a limit. I thought police would arrest you.
Do you see what I have to deal with?
I have no remorse. You chose this life.
And she loves it. Did you not hear how happy she's been this week?
You've been working a lot.
I was going to say, I assume you're not related to it.
You haven't. That's why it's funny.
That's a good bird.
Correlation versus causation or something. Yeah. Good homemade popcorn. Homemade popcorn is one of those things I realized later in my life that it is so much easier to make than I ever thought that it was. I was like, it's so hard. How do you just pop popcorn? I just literally need a like a pan.
I love how much we always end up talking about
snacks. But are good.
But I love Liz got this popcorn. Like snack. There's so many snacks that I never think about having. Like I never think about buying potato chips or any sort of chips. But then there's always like a work party or something like that. And here's some Doritos. I'm like, man, I forgot how great Doritos are. But never am I like, oh, I need to buy Doritos for home. Same with like popcorn. I never think of like, oh, I'm going to pop some popcorn.
Because I've been getting snacky at night. Like I haven't been wanting to eat dinner.
That's because you're pregnant.
But still, like I just, you know, and for chips, like if I'm going to make some paninis that week, you know, I want some chips with my paninis. I need that crunch with my, you know, ooey gooey panini. You got to have the different textures. So for me, that's why I'm like, when you're like, oh, I don't think about getting potato chips. I'm like, you don't think about food. And that's weird to me.
Spot
every
the
week,
line.
Andrew, what do you want for your work lunches? I don't know. He's like, I get annoyed by that question. I can't imagine fatter. Doing this every week, doing like your whole meal plan. So for me, it's like that. He just doesn't think about food. He doesn't get that excitement.
The only thing I guess I get excited for is cereal. You should just be so hard on.
Except this week, I got the kids' cereal.
You wanted those Reese's Puffs.
They were calling to me. They got me.
I do love Reese's Puffs. All right, let's wrap it up here. All right, everyone. We love you all. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys. We'll be right back.